It's not often that you hear of a record company being destroyed by success, but that was the fate of one of America's most prominent blues, jazz, and soul labels, VJ Records. The music they recorded fell victim to legal problems after the label's collapse and has been unavailable for years. But now VJ has started a reissue program with Shout Factory Records. And today, rock historian Ed Ward looks at the four-disc box they've assembled, which charts the rise and fall of this one-time giant.
In 1953, Vivian Carter Bracken and her husband James borrowed $500 from a pawnbroker because they wanted to record a group they'd found in Gary, Indiana, where they owned a record store. They took their initials, V and J, and VJ Records was born. Right away, they had success, so much so that they had to lease the record, Baby It's You by the Spaniels, to another label for distribution. But it was a top 10 hit, and by the time the group's second record came out a year later, the Brackens were on firmer financial ground and had a crossover hit on their hands.
Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go home. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, sweetheart, good night.
Naturally, this attracted attention, so when a Chicago slaughterhouse worker named Jimmy Reed walked into their store asking to be recorded after being turned down by Chess, the biggest blues label in town, they did a session with him. The first record they put out by him went nowhere, but the second one was a top 10 R&B hit. With that, VJ was on the map. Another doo-wop group, the Eldorados, took off soon afterwards with At My Front Door, also known as Crazy Little Mama, which was a top 10 crossover hit, and the Brackens moved their operation to Chicago. As it turned out, there was talent all over the place, and Chess, which was located just across the street from VJ for a while, wasn't taking it all by any means. Perhaps because Vivian had a radio background, she was able to get Ewart Abner, Chicago's top promotion man, to join her team. Convincing her brother, Calvin Carter, to become the label's talent scout was probably a bit easier. While Chess continued to focus on blues, VJ knew that there was something new happening, and in 1958 they discovered a group that not only recorded a top 10 hit right out of the box, but became deeply associated with Chicago for the next 40 years, the Dells.
Oh, wow.
And if the Dells were a harbinger of soul music, the other group they recorded that year was already making the transition.
For when I wanted you, I so new for that.
Jerry Butler and the Impressions soon went their separate ways, with Butler staying on to become another VJ hit machine. Not that the label gave up on classic doo-wop, recording one of the great cult masterpieces of the genre. Nobody's quite sure what Sheriff and the Ravels are singing on Shambalore, although there are references to chicken knees and Nazis along the way. VJ was also home to one of the last great doo-wop records, Duke of Earl, by Gene Chandler in 1961. By then, VJ was one of America's top labels, with a strong jazz catalog, some gospel groups, and Jerry Butler, Jimmy Reed, John Lee Hooker, and Betty Everett cranking out hit after hit. The first hint of disaster came in 1962 with their biggest record to date. Four Seasons hit so big that VJ found themselves without the money to pay for pressing more copies of their records, although they stumbled along for a while. The worst thing they could have done would be to sign another hit group, but they did. And what a group! Capitol Records had already passed on their option to release the Beatles in America, but the Brackens jumped at the chance. And Please Please Me and From Me to You both came out on VJ, followed by an album at the end of 1963. The Four Seasons and the Beatles both went to greener pastures, and VJ wound up in court, its day in the sun over.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. He played music from VJ, the definitive collection, a boxed set of recordings from the catalog of VJ Records.